Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All the pools, including those that were slated for closure, will open this Sunday and remain open for the entire season.
Well, at least we have our priorities straight. That's City Council Speaker Christine Quinn talking about some of the spending that the council and the mayor were able to restore in the $63 billion budget that they shook hands on last night. The deal includes about $1 billion in spending cuts, including the elimination of 2,000 teaching jobs, but no tax increases. Joining me now to talk about what details are known is Edward Isaac Dover, editor of City Hall, the online and print publication that follows city politics. We'll also hear from the city's public advocate, Bill de Blasio, and get his take on the budget in a few minutes. But Edward Isaac, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So the pools will be opened, and given the weather this week, that's not to be sniffed at. But libraries will be closed 2 days a week instead of one, and some senior and daycare centers will be shutting down. What's the big picture?
Well, I think the big picture here is that we're in a very tough budget situation. Obviously, the revenues aren't there. And despite some of the cuts that are made, they're actually not that extensive given what people thought would be coming in this year and in this budget. There are a couple thousand jobs that will be cut. And so obviously, every one of those jobs is important, and especially to the people who are currently in them. But these are not the massive layoffs that some people had worried about. Closing libraries an extra day a week will have an impact in the city in a lot of ways. But again, that's not the kind of cut the kind of massive cut in services that people were worried about as the budgeting process began and as we looked at the greater economic situation here. One of the things that I think people forget about is that though the Wall Street crash was in the fall of 2008, the ripple effects of it don't start being seen in government budgets until this year, really, is when we started to feel it. And, right. And next year's budget is what people think is going to be actually the worst budget.
By the way, a brief detour here, a correction before we get too far away from our bus and subway line disappearance segment from earlier in the hour. I want to correct something about the train funeral for the W train that I mentioned would take place tomorrow night, because all these disappearances officially take effect on Sunday. But really, as a listener called in to point out, the W doesn't actually run on the weekends. So here's the real deal. The W train goodbye run is tonight at 10. Organizers are asking folks to meet at 31st Street and Ditmars Boulevard in Astoria. They will start from there on the final run of the W train tonight at 10, 31st and Ditmars Boulevard in Astoria. Just so you all know, if you ride the W train and want to be part of that train funeral. But getting back to the city budget, there are cuts in aid to AIDS patients and the homeless and the mentally ill, a scholarship program for CUNY, summer jobs for youth, support for legal services for the poor. All these things are taking some cuts. But among the things that were restored, no child services workers, none of those caseworkers will lose their jobs. That service will not be shrunk, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And also there had been a concern that there would be teacher layoffs instead. What the budget deal, and again, there was the official photo op budget deal handshake between the mayor and the city council speaker last night, but the specifics of the budget need to get worked out in their final form in votes that the city council will be making next week. But one of the things that seems set here is that there won't be teacher layoffs.
Well, Isaac, from what I had read, there would be 1,000 teachers lost by attrition.
Right.
But still perhaps 1,000 layoffs, no?
That's one of the questions that is looming here. I think you phrased it correctly. It's a perhaps. But we're definitely going to lose at least 1,000 teachers through attrition, and there may be more. The number that I was hearing was somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 but it doesn't look like layoffs for now. This conversation about the budget, though, there is a budget deal in the city that the city is bound to have its budget done by June 30th. It's all left in limbo, though, because we still don't know what's going to happen exactly with the state budget and also with some federal funding that could end up costing the city billions of dollars more than is accounted for right now. The city process assumed that the state budget would, or the state budget process would cut about $1.3 billion in aid to the city. It might be worse than that. And then there's some $600 million in Medicaid funding that the city, that's not clear whether we're going to get. If that $600 million doesn't appear, that's going to be more money
so
that needs to then be taken out of the budget.
Those uncertainties, and of course Albany still doesn't know its number in terms of state aid to the city. Also joining us now is the New York City public advocate, Bill de Blasio, public advocate. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
And as the advocate for the public in this, elected citywide, what's your reaction to the budget deal?
Well, look, I want to accent the positive first. You know, city revenues did come in fairly strongly in the last few months, and we were in a position to actually make sense of our budget in a way the state of New York can't. And it's the exact reverse of what we saw 30, 40 years ago with the fiscal crisis. The city is the place that actually has its act together. I think the city council did a very good job in saving some of the most important services. Of course, nothing's finalized yet, but what it appears to have happened in terms of saving child care centers and keeping libraries at least at 5 days, I think, is crucial. The interesting reality is, you know, the services for children, the preventative services to stop child abuse, the caseworkers who deal with families in crisis, those were saved. But meanwhile, the state, through one of those budget extenders, cut an equal amount out, and we still have not felt the effect of that state cut yet. So that's an ongoing piece we're going to have to deal with separately. But I would say the big story here is that the city managed an orderly process. The council did a good job of getting at some of the right priorities. And, you know, you're exactly right. The state is a big question mark. At minimum, we have to get back some of these services for children, but then it could get worse depending on what happens with further state action.
But stay on the city for a minute, because this is so heart-wrenching, pitting all these worthy services against each other for cuts. People have been constantly calling in here over the last few months with pleas to save the libraries from cuts, or the schools, or their local firehouse, or the child protective services, or the senior centers. There's no bad guy here. So how did they ultimately prioritize? And just very briefly, public advocate, is there anything here that you want to stand up and shout, no, this is the wrong thing to cut and the wrong thing to save?
I think they prioritize first and foremost along the lines of public safety, which is why firehouses appear to have been saved and the services that protect kids. I think the council's always been focused on libraries rightfully, and they made a big investment in at least keeping it 5 days. I think those were the right priorities. In terms of what we've lost, look, no one can be happy about what's happened with senior centers or the fact that there's going to be attrition cuts with teachers. I think even more so, Brian, the 4% cut to every school, which is a separate matter, that was well beyond what the council could act to save. Mm-hmm. But I think that has everything to do with what happens next in Albany. If Albany provides some education relief, that cut might be averted. If not, it actually could get worse.
And Isaac Dover, there are no tax hikes, even in liberal New York City. The city council decided the wealthiest among us need give no more shared sacrifice. But daycare for poor working mothers, senior citizens, users of public libraries, what are at least the city council leadership as embodied by Christine Quinn?
The mayor had made very clear that he didn't think that any new taxes should be on the table in this discussion. You know, this is a budget negotiation. There are a number of members of the city council, especially in the new progressive caucus that is formed on the council, who were arguing very strongly for new revenue-generating measures that would have been taxes like the ones you described on some of the wealthier New Yorkers. But the mayor didn't think that that was an option, and so that as they went through their negotiations, that wasn't something that was really being negotiated.
But it should be an option in Albany, because the action is still there, and that's where you still could get a soda tax or an upper income personal income tax surcharge, even a temporary one. that might be what saves the school cuts or some of the other cuts that Albany has moved down the road of, including these cuts to preventative services for kids. So I hope that the revenue discussion is live in Albany, because that could have a huge impact on the city.
But public advocate, you don't want to stand here today in our last 30 seconds and say, come on, City Council, what are you doing? You could have imposed a Wall Street transaction tax or a something on the wealthiest among us.
Brian, Isaac's entirely right. The mayor stood his ground and said he was not going to give in to
that.
That's
his opinion. City Council could override, right?
No, because it requires Albany, and it's very clear, and you know the mayor's influence in the state senate. There was no way that was going to get approved in Albany. The fact is, what Albany itself can do now is things like the soda tax or its own upper income tax.
Or the clothing tax, which might, for some reason, be more politically palatable than the sugary drinks tax.
Which is absolutely outrageous.
So, Bill de Blasio, New York City public advocate, Edward Isaac Dover, editor of City Hall, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.